Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Your voice, your vote. I'm Richard Cantu. While ABC News has not yet projected a winner in the presidential race, former President Trump is claiming victory.
Frankly, this was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time.
He says his return to the White House will usher in a golden age.
I will fight for you, for your family, and your future. Every single day I will be fighting for you, and with every breath in my body.
Trump, now within a handful of the 270 Electoral College votes needed to win, taking communities that supported President Biden.
So many communities, whether they're red or more purplish, where you just saw people going back to Donald Trump, back to Donald Trump's Republican Party. It had an impact down ballot, and it had an impact, a big one, at the top of the ticket.
ABC News political director Rick Klein. This is ABC News. The new study asserts emergency room visits by teenagers and younger kids have doubled since 2017. The American Academy of Pediatrics says those kids should be limited to 100 milligrams of caffeine a day, about what's in a cup of coffee.
Most people don't realize that some of those energy drinks that you can get in any store may contain 2 to 300 milligrams of caffeine in just one 12-ounce can. And guess what? Any kid can go into a store and buy one.
Dr. Alec Patel is ABC News medical contributor. A federal judge here in New York City ordered disbarred disgraced former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani to appear in court tomorrow, Thursday, to answer why he's been squirreling away his property and not transferring anything to the custody of two Georgia election workers who won a $148 million defamation judgment against him. A receiver says inquiries as to why have been met predominantly with evasion or silence. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Packers trade Preston Smith. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Preston Smith has been a reliable linebacker on the Packers defense since Matt LaFleur took over as the head coach, but the team traded Smith to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a seventh-round pick. The Steelers will also take over his contract, saving the Packers over $17 million next season. GM Brian Gutekunst met with the media.
Thanks to Preston Smith. You know, 2019, that was a, you know, we signed four guys, and for him to be, you know, here still 5.5 years later and play a lot of good football for us and won a lot of games, and I wish him nothing but the best moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks are back in Milwaukee tomorrow night to host the Utah Jazz. Both teams off to poor starts, each with a win-loss record of 1-6. The Badgers men's basketball team hosting Montana State tomorrow night. Wisconsin with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross. Forward Nolan Winters on all the new players on this year's roster.
With JT, X, we're learning and, you know, practicing every day, open gyms in the summer. That helped a lot.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds to stick with us here the overnight and a little patchy fog forming as well. Temperatures will drop to the middle to upper 30s by the time we get to sunrise. Morning fog, then mostly cloudy on Wednesday. Highs in the upper 40s to near 50.